You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's time for the Marketplace Quiz. That's when we ask actors, musicians, writers, and other people in the spotlight to share their stories about work, money, how it shaped their lives, and taught them important lessons along the way. Producer Raghu Manavalan has this week's guest.
Hi, I'm Chris Hadfield. I was commander of the International Space Station, astronaut for 21 years, but now I write books and play music and do a bunch of different things on the side. Happy to be talking to you.
So first question, in a next life, what would your career be?
Oh, gosh, I think I've had five next lives. So what would my next career be? Archaeologist, I think. I've always been fascinated by archaeology. And it was a real toss-up when I was going to college whether I was going to go to engineering or archaeology, but there were very few archaeologist astronauts, so I chose engineering.
What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
The vast number of things that an astronaut has to remember that all constitute enormous consequence right up to life and death. And everybody takes you aside and says, okay, you just have to remember this one thing. And that happens thousands and thousands of times. So for an astronaut, it's the memory task.
What is something you bought that you now completely regret buying?
Bad whiskey.
Is there such a thing? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is. There's good whiskey, and then there isn't. If you have to put a whole bunch of ice and water into it just to make it palatable, then that's a regret to me.
When did you realize becoming an astronaut could be an actual paying career?
I never really cared that it was a paying career, but I decided it was a career option for me on July 20th, 1969, when Neil and Buzz climbed down out of Eagle and walked around onto the surface of the moon. July 20th, 69, late at night.
Do you remember the first time you were actually paid to go into space? Because that seems like, you know, a dream that only most people have.
I got a phone call one Saturday afternoon from the space agency, in my case, the Canadian Space Agency, just after 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon in early summer of 92, saying, would you like to be an astronaut? So that was kind of, I guess, the start of an amazing time that actually had an income affiliated with it too. Yeah, a pretty incredible watershed day in my life.
Is that how it worked? They just pick up the phone and then they call you and then you're like, yeah, sure, why not? I'm not busy that weekend, so.
there was some prep leading up to it, like my entire life, but it all boiled down to that phone call being a yes or a no. So yeah, it was a pretty important day.
What is your most prized possession?
My brother and I bought a Yamaha FG-180 acoustic guitar together. We both worked on a farm and earned enough money, and while we were living out in the country, went into the big city and went to a guitar store and had no idea and tried to pretend we knew what we were doing, tried out a bunch of guitars, and lucked in to buy a model that, in fact, Yamaha has re-released, a lovely, big bass-sounding acoustic. I've had it my whole life. I've taken it. I've dropped it down a mountain. I've taken it all over the place. And to me, that is... That's where I learned to play. It's the guitar I go to whenever I get a chance. That's probably my most prized possession.
What was your first job?
Farmer. I grew up on a farm, and when you're a kid, you work. And every job that happens around a grain farm with horses a little bit on the side. So I guess a farmhand was my first job.
What is something everyone should own, no matter the cost?
A book that makes them think, and people think about different things, so it doesn't have to be the same book for everybody, but you ought to have a book that when you're reading it, every paragraph or two, you stop and you go, huh, and you want to go back and read it again. I think that type of expansion of your own mind is probably the most important possession.
Last question. What advice do you wish someone gave you before you started your career?
Take the time to keep notes about what you're thinking. It sounds trite, and I don't mean just a blog or a diary, but I just actually mean just keep a book around with you and just scribble in it the transient thoughts. A lot of thoughts just come and go, and you can't get them back again. Or your perspective on something shifts over time, and it's nice to have your own reflections. I've also flown about 100 types of airplanes, and I wish someone had said, take a picture of yourself in front of every airplane you ever flew. Somebody told me that about 50 airplanes in, and I was like, you're right, I'm an idiot. I wish I'd done that.
Commander Chris Hadfield's first book for children, The Darkest Dark, is out now.